Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, what's good? This is Brother B. It's another edition of the menu, last one for the year of 2015. I just want to say thank you to everyone that has listened, whether it's live or the recorded episodes. Thanks for all your support. You know, thank you to Nicole. Thank you to Mika. Thank you to Big Red. Thank you to Rachel. Everyone who's participated in helping me with the show. And I want to thank Pam as well for helping me with the show. And I just want to say 2015 has definitely been a learning lesson, not only to me, but hopefully to you as well. I've learned that sometimes you have to take the negative situations, a situation that you may deem negative, and look at them as the lesson that needs to be learned. Only we can create negative situations or negative outcomes. It's all in our perception. If you perceive it to be negative, then it will be negative. If you perceive it to be a lesson, then it's a lesson that you definitely will learn. I hope in 2016, because 2015 has seemed to be, have been a doozy with a lot of things going on in the news and world events, presidential candidates, individuals that chose positions in law enforcement to carry out their heinous acts, so-called terrorism, whether it's foreign or domestic, attacks on celebrities, it's racism, the killing of our young black men, which is something that, you know, as a black man, I cannot ignore because I do have a child. She may not be a young black man, but she is a woman in training. But you gotta look at situations like, you know, Sandra Bland and others. I'm not going to be biased because that's not who I am. I'm not a racist. I just call things as I see it. If you want to label me such, then that's on you. But that's the miserable part of your life in which you choose to live, because you choose to label individuals something that you think that you're not, just to make yourself feel better. It's all good. I'm not one to tell anyone how to live their life. But whether as a race or as a color, we all just need to get it together. For 2016, we really need to just stop the bullshit. It's amazing to me how people want to talk about, oh, well, you know, I want better things, and you want this, you want that. But you know what? Either you're going to fight for it, or you're going to sit back and live in this dream world of you wanting things and you think someone's going to bring it to you or give it to you, but it doesn't work like that. If you want things in life, you got to fight for it. If you want things in life, you got to go get it. Nothing's handed to you. This is sad when we look at our youth nowadays. They seem to think that they can just get and they don't have to work. No work ethic at all. Why? Because some of us so-called parents or so-called elders are teaching them that, hey, you can manipulate the system and you can make this. Hey, you can manipulate the system and you can be that. Listen, how long does the act of manipulation go on for? Not long. You can only keep up the facade but for so much. That's why I'm like, listen, you can scream fire, but is there really one? We got to do better. We have to try and do better. As a species alone, we have to try and do better for ourselves and for our children, the generation coming up. There's some people out there that don't have children. Hey, no problem, fine. You don't have kids, but still make an impact on the world that's positive. Do something. Be proactive, not reactive. You know, looking in the paper with this Bill Cosby thing and all this and that. He went from America's dad to America's rapist. Really? What made him the number one racist in the world? Because of some allegations? Listen, check your facts before you condemn people. That's the thing I despise. If you're going to condemn somebody, because, I mean, no matter what you say, you're no judge, because only God can judge me and only God can judge anyone. So unless you know for sure, unless you were in the room, unless you saw what happened, don't be quick to condemn, because it could be you on the other side of that table being condemned. And you're going to want every piece of mercy or every bit of evidence or whatever to be introduced. But you know what? In the grand scheme of things, nobody really cares. Just like nobody cares about Bill Cosby. Think somebody going to care about you? So think about that. You have to give mercy to get it. Once again, moving forward, I pray that more of us start to wake up. It's time to raise the conscious level. It's time to look around and see things for what they really are. Just like that scene in The Matrix, where if you're familiar with it, where the guy was eating the steak and he turned around and said, "Hey, you know, I know this steak is not real, but I'm going to eat it, you know, because, you know, this is what it is." Listen, I can't relate. I can't cope. I don't know. But one thing I will say is we really need to get it together. We really need to make some changes among us. Start to look at yourself. Start to look at the person in the mirror and ask, who are you really? Stop trying to be like your neighbor. Stop trying to be like somebody you saw in the video. Be you. Find out who you are and be you. That's where the change begins. Stop shitting yourself. You're driving around in an expensive car, but you got $10 in your pocket. Or you're living a high lifestyle and you think everybody loves you for who you are, but they only love you for your money. It only goes for so far. Be an individual of substance. Be an asset, not a prop, not a loss statement. We have to move forward. Live, learn from each other. Learn from the experiences. Positive lessons. Pass them on to the kids, whether it's your kid or another kid. Pass it on. The youth need our help. We need to do something about that. They're misguided. We need to help guide them in the right direction. And for the love of life, cut this racism shit out. Because you know what? Who you think you are, your color, you're not better than me. And I'm not better than you. You would like to think you're better than me because of your color, and your color may yield some type of influence. White ain't better. Black ain't better. Yellow, blue, whatever color, it ain't better. It's all a color. But you know, at the end of the day, when it gets spilled, there's only one color, and that's blood. That's what's real about life. Because you can watch all these TV shows and people die and come back. And then, listen, yo, death is real. There ain't no coming back from that. All this violence, all this unnecessary bullshit, just stop. Really, get a grip on yourself. Be more than an adult. Be a being of a higher conscious level. Separate yourself from the bullshit that is, because it is what it is, and that's bullshit. But you subscribe to it because maybe it makes you feel better within. I don't know. Don't care. Because what you eat don't make me shit. So once again, people, much love, success for the new year. Keep it positive. Keep it cordial. Once again, look in that mirror. Take a hard look at yourself. See who you are. Find out who you are. And be an asset. Be that asset. Don't talk righteous and be a devil. And on that note, Happy New Year, everybody. God bless. See you in the new year. It's Brother B and the menu. Peace.